Narrated Samurah ibn Jundab, may Allah be pleased with him, whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, finished the Fajr prayer, he would face us and ask, who amongst you had a dream last night? So, if anyone had a dream, he would narrate it. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would say, Ma sha Allah, an Arabic maxim meaning literally, what Allah wished, and it indicates a good omen. One day, he asked us whether any one of us had a dream. We replied in the negative. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, But I had seen a dream. Last night the two men came to me, caught hold of my hands, and took me to the sacred land. There, I saw a person sitting, and another standing with an iron hook in his hand, pushing it inside the mouth of the former till it reached the jawbone, and then tore off one side of his cheek, and then did the same with the other side. In the meantime, the first side of his cheek became normal again, and then he repeated the same operation again. I said, What is this? They told me to proceed on, and we went on till we came to a man lying in a prone position, and another man standing at his head, carrying a stone or a piece of rock, and crushing the head of the lying man with that stone. Whenever he struck him, the stone rolled away. The man went back to pick it up, and by the time he returned to him, the crushed head returned to its normal state, and the man came back and struck him again, and so on. I said, Who, what, is this? They told me to proceed on. So we proceeded on, and passed by a hole like tannur, a kind of baking oven, with a narrow top and wide bottom, and the fire was kindling underneath that oven. Whenever the fire flame went up, the people were lifted up to such an extent that they were about to get out of it, and whenever the fire abated, the people went down into it, and there were naked men and women in it. I said, Who, what, is this? They told me to proceed on. So we proceeded on, till we reached a river of blood, and there was a man in it, and another man was standing at its bank, with stones in front of him. The latter confronted the former, who was in the river. Whenever the man in the river wanted to come out, the other one threw a stone in his mouth, and caused him to retreat to his original position. And so whenever he wanted to come out, the other would throw a stone in his mouth, and he would retreat to his original position. I asked, What is this? They told me to proceed on. And we did so, till we reached a well-flourished green garden, having a huge tree, and near its base was sitting an old man, with some children. I saw another man near the tree, with fire in front of him, and he was kindling it up. Then they, i.e., my two companions, made me climb up the tree, and made me enter a dar, abode, dwelling place, house, etc., better than which I had never seen. In it were some old men and young men, women and children. Then they took me out of this house, and made me climb up the tree, and made me enter another dar that was better and superior to the first, containing old and young people. I said to them, i.e., my two companions, you have made me go around all the night, tell me all about that I have seen. They said, Yes, as for the one whose cheek you saw being torn away, he was a liar and he used to tell lies, and the people would report those lies on his authority till they spread all over the world. So, he will be punished like that till the day of resurrection. The one whose head you saw being crushed is the one whom Allah had given the knowledge of the Quran, i.e., knowing it by heart, but he used to sleep at night, i.e., he did not recite it then, and did not use to act upon it, i.e., upon its orders, etc., by day. And so this punishment will go on till the day of resurrection. And those whom you saw in the hole, like oven, were adulterers, those men and women who commit illegal sexual intercourse. And those whom you saw in the river of blood were those dealing in riba, usury. And the old man who was sitting at the base of the tree was Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him. And the little children around him were the offspring of the people. And the one who was kindling the fire was Malik, the gatekeeper of the hellfire. And the first dar in which you entered was the house of the common believers, and the second dar was of the martyrs. I am Jibril, Gabriel, and this is Mikael, Michael. Raise your head. I raised my head and saw a thing like a cloud over me. They said, that is your place. I said, let me enter my place. They said, you still have some life which you have not yet completed, and when you complete that remaining portion of your life, you will then enter your place.